News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Rather unusual scenes in Shannadaran yesterday. Several senators using their speaking time to confirm that they're not Russian spies. It's on foot of this report in the Sunday Times that said a member of the Oireachtas had been recruited as a Russian agent, nicknamed Cobalt. Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley, I suppose for the purpose of the record, Timmy, it's not you, is it?
No, it's not.
Do you know who it is?
I don't. Like many others, I got an opportunity to read John Mooney's piece in the Sunday Times, and yesterday's intervention was somewhat tongue-in-cheek, I suppose, but there is a serious point to it, and it's this. We regularly hear of the interference by the Russian Federation in elections. We know the kind of activities that it engages in during the course of elections in many countries, including the United States, and it uses certain online activity to, I suppose, in an effort to change the outcome. And I just reflected that it was important that we highlight this issue a little bit, maybe more than it had been highlighted. I think we probably succeeded in that.
Yeah, well, we're talking about it now. Do you think that whoever is at the centre of this, and presumably they know who they are, should put their hand up right now?
I do, if there's nothing nefarious in it. I can understand that from time to time a politician responds to an invitation to meet with the delegation or meet with a business interest or engages in conversations with others as part of their normal duties. And I think Padraig Tobin, the TD for Meath, has you know, highlighted over the weekend and again, I think yesterday, that he was one such person who had been approached by a business interest who wanted him to visit Russia and engage in a sort of a diplomatic visit. And
your former party leader, Bertie Ahern, according to the Irish Independent this morning, he went on that trade trip, the one that Padraig Tobin turned down. Is there any suggestion, there's no suggestion of any impropriety?
No, there isn't. And that's the point I'm making. That's the point that I'm making, that there are often contacts between business interests who will want to see politicians to attend various events for their undoubted diplomatic experience, etc. And I mean, I did read that report in relation to Bertie Ahern, and it is clear that he has travelled extensively since his time as Taoiseach to many countries on invitation to share with them his experience of negotiations that led to the emergence of peace in the north of Ireland. So he's somewhat of a of an international figure, and that wouldn't be unusual at all. But where there's efforts made to find people that are maybe less prominent, or that there may be an effort to try to gain information, or to see somebody from the Oireachtas to influence or attempt to influence decisions which might be in the interests of the Russian Federation, I think would be serious. Because from time to time, there are discussions in both houses on foreign policy issues that you know, are important debates, and you would want to know that.
Okay. Well, we've 60 senators. Are we going to have to see that? I mean, are we effectively going to do a public roll call where they all have to stand up, go, "It was me," in the hope we get down to the one who it was?
Well, that's a matter for themselves. It was sort of an exercise in highlighting the issue and highlighting my concerns about the nefarious activities of the Russian Federation in the way in which they seek to influence the outcome of elections, and in the throes of the first phases of an election here. I think if there is somebody that has had been influenced in some way by the Russian Federation or has some ties to the Russian Federation, I think it would be important that the general public would know that in advance and let the individual concerned either confirm or deny or outline the extent to which their activities were engaged in or were undertaken, And maybe there's a very benign explanation. And if there is, let's hear it.
Indeed, if not on the Senate floor, you can WhatsApp us, senators, if listening, 087-1400-106. Timmy Dooley, it's not you. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.